So hello everyone, I am Mahmoud, professor in ULB, in this campus, and we are doing MobilityDB. It's a moving object database system. So it is meant for trajectory data management. Already in the talk of Vizarion, we got an idea what's a trajectory. In MobilityDB, the time dimension is also taken into account. So if you have a GPS track from your mobile or some GPS tracker, a navigation device or so on, it gives you more or less data like this. So you get some identifier for the trip and then a sequence of point and time. Yeah. You can put this in PostGIS, in MySQL. You can use a Boost library in order to start doing data management of this. What MobilityDB does is it puts the whole trip together. So it encapsulates, it creates this structure for a trip where you have a point, a timestamp, and then and a second point, a timestamp. So you put the whole sequence together in one data type, and that becomes a data element in your table. And then you can start writing functions over it in SQL to calculate the speed, to calculate the heading, to do selections, to do joins, and so on. So generally speaking, this is general architecture. You have PostgreSQL providing these relational types, some advanced types like XML and JSON as well. And then on top, you have PostGIS, which provides two main abstractions, geometry and geography. So you can be doing maps. And then you have MobilityDB on top that provides the temporal information, that adds the temporal information to PostGIS and PostgreSQL types. So you get a temporal geometry point representing a car, for example, or a person moving over time. You get temporal geography point according to the coordinates, are they geographic or geometric. But also you get temporal float, temporal integer, temporal text, temporal boolean. And these are important for evaluating functions and predicates over trajectories. For example, the speed of a trajectory is changing over time. So that's a temporal float. You want to check a predicate of a trajectory. Is the car now inside Brussels? So the result will be a temporal boolean because sometimes it's true, sometimes it's false. So these types have to also be supported. And you can imagine that the list of types, of temporal types, can be extended to support different applications. Right now, these are the main ones supported in MobilityDB. So MobilityDB is a vertical extension that extends PostgreSQL at all data management levels. So it extends the data model with both time types and temporal types that I just mentioned. So you can use them as attribute types in your table. It extends the indexes so that one can process fairly large tables quickly. So it extends the GIST index of PostgreSQL, which is a kind of which is R3 actually. The SPGIST, that's a space partitioning, so it's a kind of grid structure. The B3 index. It also extends a query optimizer so that one can do vacuum analyze to collect statistics about these temporal types and to be able so that the optimizer can estimate selectivity of predicates and do its optimization stuff, invoke the indexes when relevant, try to find the best execution plan. And then a big set of operations. For example, you can always project, remove the time dimension, project to a line string, and then do all kinds of processing on a line string. If you want to include the time, then you use the lifted operations. We call them lifted because they lift the static operations with time. So you can do arithmetic on temporal numbers, can do binary operations on temporal booleans, can do distance and topology operations on temporal points, and so on. This is all built as an extension, not a fork, to PostgreSQL. And because it's an extension, it's by default should be, we hope, compatible with other PostgreSQL, other tools in the ecosystem of PostgreSQL. We have tested with some, and we wish to test with more. For example, integrating with PG routing for calculating shortest distance, so that to support network points, you know, you can represent the coordinates either absolute as latitude and longitude, or as map matched, like an identifier to a certain road in a road network, and the fraction of a distance that is traveled, to get more context. Pipeline DB provides some stream processing of our PostgreSQL. We did some, let's say, toy experiment on it. We do support good integration with Citus. Citus is for scalability, so that you can run a PostgreSQL database on a cluster, and your queries get distributed. So combining both MobilityDB and Citus, one can do query big data sizes. So my colleague there is responsible for this part. For a quick start using MobilityDB, there is a Docker image, yeah, and so on. So how does it look like loading the data? The most common format is comma separated. You can always transfer whatever tracking format to some comma separated. Most important, create extension MobilityDB cascade. That's how to start supporting these spatiotemporal operations in your PostgreSQL database. Cascade will also create extension PostGIS if it is not there. Yeah? Because basically MobilityDB does manage the temporal part and its relation to spatial part. And whenever it is about spatial processing, it delegates to PostGIS. So in this table at the left, that's a pretty standard one that you would use for any for just loading the flat information you get from the GPS device. So you have longitude, latitude, and time. These are the key things, and also some identifier for the moving object and the trip. And that's the one you can use you can do with MobilityDB. Here you see one column called the trip, which is a T geometry point. This is the one that's going to carry the complete trip. So every row in this table will represent a trip. And in order to load this table in this table and create your trips, basically you combine every point with its timestamp, do whatever projection you want in order to put it in the coordinate system required, create an instance of these, and then aggregate all instances that are for the same trip and same car, aggregate them in an array, and then put this array in a temporal geometry point. So now